session over the Southwest Chapter 2. Our test is on Wednesday, so go ahead and get out your study guide and let's get you ready for that test. Number one, the question says, in the Southwest, what technology is booming? And actually, that question shouldn't say what technology is booming. It should say what industry is booming. So I kind of gave away the answer in the question a little bit, but it is high technology. We just talked about that today. And in today's Southwest environment, the high technology and trade industries are both booming. And in high technology, we discussed that one of the Southwest production, they're very high in aircraft production. So one high technology industry in the Southwest is aircraft production. The West was once all open space. That's question number two. What happened that it isn't like that now? We talked about cowboys, and their job was to watch over the cattle and to make sure they didn't get loose or attacked by any type of wild animals, but more importantly, not to get lost too far from home. So what happened? Well, they invented barbed wire, and they built fences out of it so that they didn't really need cowboys anymore, and the cattle wouldn't get loose. So the West isn't all open spaces now. It's all roped off by barbed wire. Number three, what did the Hopi build their homes with? Well, the Hopi, they built their homes with adobe. And remember that adobe is clay and straw that's been baked in the sun, and then they used it as building material. Number four, an astronomer can see stars very clearly in the Southwest due to what climate feature? Well, climate, remember, that is the combination of weather and temperature. And in the Southwest, we know that it's dry and it's hot. So dry conditions actually make it easy for the astronomers to see the stars because they don't have all that moisture in the air taking up the space and making clouds and making it difficult to see those bright stars in the sky. Number five, the Northeast demand for beef helped created what? Well, remember when we talked about this, and in the Northeast, the cattle were going for a lot more money than they were in the Southwest, and so ranchers decided that they were going to cash in on this and take all of their cattle up to the Northeast and get rich by selling them for the higher prices that were being given up there. If you remember, in the Southwest, they could sell one cow, I believe it was for $4, but in the Northeast, that same cow was worth $40. So how did the ranchers get their cattle to those northern cities? It was through a cattle drive, remember? And that wasn't actually that they put the cattle on a truck and drove them. They actually took the cowboys took them and herded the cattle north from Texas. And then they got them to where the railroads were, and then they loaded them on the railroad and shipped them off to the Northwest to get that money. Why did the Hopi plant their crops on the floor of canyons? Well, remember, the Southwest is really dry, so if it's going to rain and collect anywhere, it's going to collect in low places, and we know that canyons are low places. So they planted all their crops down there so that whatever moisture was available was going to be collected in those canyons, and it would help to water them. Number seven, what did Coronado hope to find when he first started out on his adventure to the Southwest? Well, remember, Coronado had some big plans. He thought he was going to be rich. So he was searching for gold when he went out on his mission. And lo and behold, we know that he didn't find that, and his adventure changed routes. But he was on his way to search for gold. Number eight, the Pueblo Indians staged a revolt in 1680 against whom in the attack on Santa Fe? Well, if you'll remember, the Spanish came and ruled for more than 100 years, and the Pueblo Native Americans, they had had it. So in 1680, they actually staged that revolt in Santa Fe and drove the Spanish out. So it was the Spanish settlers that they were trying to get rid of at that point. Number nine, how did the ranchers get their cattle to the market after the invention of the barbed wire? Well, I kind of answered that a little bit earlier. They got the cattle where they needed them to go, and then once they got them to that area, they couldn't get them any further, so they put them on a train. So the new railroads is how they got their cattle to the market once that fence was installed. Number 10, the population boom in the Southwest has put a strain on what? We talked about this a little bit today too, and that's natural resources. More people are going to use more water, more electricity, more things that are considered natural resources. So they have to really be careful and conserve all of their resources so that they don't run out. So natural resources is what is straining in the Southwest once that population boom set in. The other study skill that you need to make sure that you understand is a timeline. You may want to look back in the book about the skill on page, let's see here. It was after the study of Coronado, because that is the section the timeline focused on. So it looks like it's on page 90 and 91, reading timelines. You are going to have to be able to read a timeline on your test. So make sure you look over those two pages for 90 and 91 and know how timelines are organized and how much time a timeline represents based on years, that kind of information. You're going to have to answer 6 questions on a timeline that's given on the test. So study those 10 questions and the information that was presented, and I'm sure you're going to do fine on this test.